Shalom Aleichem. I hope everyone is doing well and staying safe. It's been an indescribably difficult and painful period for Klal Yisrael. If you're like me, you've been racking your brain trying to think of what you can do at a time like this. We have family and friends who are fighting on the front lines. We have brothers and sisters who are in captivity or whose whereabouts are unknown. And we have so many who we have already lost. And you may be feeling frustrated with the sense that there's really nothing that you can do, that you're sitting on your couch, watching the news, watching everything unfold, feeling like there's nothing that you can do to contribute. And I want to remind each and every one of us that there is absolutely something that you can do to benefit the well-being and the safety of Klal Yisrael. Your learning and your davening has profound impact on the events unfolding around you like you cannot imagine. The political and military efforts, while they're absolutely critical, can only get us so far. We need tremendous siyata d'shmaya for our success, and that is something that can be facilitated by our davening and our learning. I thought, therefore, it would be a beautiful initiative to try to get everyone learning together. And each day, I plan to go through some sources on a key question or topic in Emuna or in Hashkafa, specifically those which may be pertinent to our experiences now. Whether it's understanding the power of tefillah and of learning, understanding the Torah perspective on war or the Torah perspective on tragedy. And my hope is really twofold, that first of all, learning together can strengthen many of us on an individual level and on a national level to be able to navigate these extremely difficult times. The Torah has historically helped Klal Yisrael navigate through the very best and the very worst of times, and we've experienced it all. And I would like to look back together at these sources and at our tradition to get in strength from them today. In addition, I hope that our learning today together and moving forward will be a zechut le'iloi nishmat, those 600 plus lives we had already lost, as well as serve to protect those being held in captivity, those whose whereabouts are unknown, and of course, those who are actively participating in the defense efforts. I was asked to mention one name in particular, Mark Mordechai Peretz, Ben Giselle Peretz, who should be found and returned home safely as soon as possible, Ken Yeretzon. I thought today we would start off dealing with how to respond to tragedy, given that it's an extremely pertinent issue to each and every one of us, having heard the news that has come out in the past 36 hours. For this topic, I want to look first to the Torah. There's a very interesting pasuk in Devarim that speaks about building a new house and the homeowner's responsibility to put up a fence around their roof. The roof, of course, was used more commonly then, kind of like we use a balcony today. And the homeowner is tasked with putting a fence around the roof so that no one falls off of it. You shouldn't have blood on your hands. What's interesting, though, is the Torah's formulation. The Torah says as follows. Vasita ma'aka l'gagecha, velo tasim damim beveitecha, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. You have to put it around a gate so that you shouldn't have blood on your hands. Because the yipol hanofel mimenu, the falling person will fall from it. Now, it's of course extremely strange to describe a person who eventually falls off your roof because of your negligence as a falling person before this even happens. The falling person will fall off of it. Why would the Torah use this formulation? So Rashi quotes the Medrash and explains that this person was supposed to fall, was meant to fall, was going to fall with or without your involvement. Your responsibilities are not to be involved in this event, essentially. What that means for us is that we have to entertain two opposites, essentially, in understanding the events that go on around us. On the one hand, we have the choice to make good decisions. We have the ability to make good decisions, the ability to make bad decisions. And we're tasked with behaving responsibly in the world. But on the other hand, things are predetermined and they will unfold as they're meant to unfold. It's almost impossible to understand, to entertain, these two completely opposite notions, and yet this is what the Torah is asking us to entertain. In the words of Pirkei Avot, which summarizes this idea quite, you know, clearly, Hakol tzafui v'harashut netuna. Everything is anticipated, nonetheless, permission is granted. The Ramchal, perhaps best known for Mesilat Yesharim or Derech Hashem, has a sefer Dat Tvunot that he writes almost entirely dedicated to this topic, understanding the role, understanding the place that evil serves in the world, as well as its role, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it as necessary to allow for a world that has the possibility for evil, and also how exactly to reconcile between, on the one hand, God's complete control over everything that happens, and on the other hand, our ability to choose. And the entire Sefer basically gravitates around this exact point. I want to deal less with the logical contradiction that this seems to pose, at least for right now, and more with the implications that it has for us on a tragic day, a tragic few days like those that we are experiencing. The Ramchal explains essentially that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with his world in two ways. One is through complete control, and the other is through giving us the ability to make choices and punishing us for the wrong choices and rewarding us for the good choices. And essentially, explains the Ramchal, God employs both of these methods simultaneously, whether we understand it or will ever understand it or not. God simultaneously employs both these methods. He allows us to make choices, rewards us for the right choices, punishes us for the wrong choices, and at the same time, navigates where the world is going. The world has a purpose. The world is meant to be perfected. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw fit not to create the world in a perfect state, but to create the world in an imperfect state and task those occupants with perfecting it. Now, if we make the right choices, we get to actively be involved in perfecting the world and we're rewarded for it. If we make the wrong choices, we're punished. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracts from our actions the correction that the world needs. It's almost impossible to fathom. You control your actions, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the impacts. And every decision you and everyone around you makes, big or small, brings the world that much closer to its corrected state. It's almost impossible to appreciate this in the moment, and it seems shallow and uncomforting at a time like this where we're experiencing the tragedy. But we have the privilege of reflecting upon some of the most horrible atrocities committed against Klal Yisrael in our history, in the last century, and some of the most terrible events that befell us as a nation in the last several decades. And we have the ability to see, not to justify, but to see how certain positive events came out of them that could only have come out of them. We have the privilege of hindsight in reflecting on how even the most tragic events brought about some of the most celebratory times. Right now, we're experiencing the tragic event, and it's extremely difficult to appreciate that anything good can come from it. But every single action and every single decision that you or that anyone else makes, you control the action, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately controls the outcome. And the world is moving closer and closer to its fixed state, to its perfected state. But the Ramchal then goes one step further, and he says, not only is everything for the greater good, for the best that could possibly be. Not only does every event have its place, not only is it all necessary, you might still think, but why me? Why do I have to suffer through this? Why do I have to be the unfortunate victim of the greater good, to suffer the tragedy that I'm suffering right now, to suffer for my friend to suffer the tragedy that they're suffering right now? Why me? Why us? It's not fair. It's not right. Why couldn't something else happen? Why couldn't the world have gotten what it needed without making me its sacrifice. Here the Ramchal explains that not only was the event, was the tragedy not incidental, your involvement in it was not incidental. Whatever level, on whatever level you're experiencing this tragedy, that was intended. It was not random that you were exposed to it and not random that you were involved in it. Your victories and your failures, your sadness and your celebration, every circumstance, big or small, that you encounter in your life was designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to impact the world in the way that it needs to impact the world, but to impact you in the way that it needs to impact you. For you to be the best version of yourself, to reach your potential, to be the you that you need you to be, that your family needs you to be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you to be, that Am Yisrael needs you to be. Your whole life is a series of challenges meant to forge you into the very best version of yourself. And nothing that you experience is random. Not firsthand, not secondhand, not even knowing that your friend is experiencing it. Everything that you experiencing in your lifetime was carefully calculated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just because the event was necessary, but because your involvement in it was necessary, that your correct and appropriate response was necessary to forge you into the person that you need to be. Rav Kook takes this point and brings it a little bit closer to home. And he speaks about specifically within the context of war. He says, if you notice throughout our history, you read, you learn Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim, you'll notice that some of our greatest people, some of our greatest leaders, in fact, perhaps most of our greatest leaders, were military heroes. He says that wasn't random. It wasn't that our greatest leaders happened to be military heroes. Our greatest leaders were great because of their experiences in the military. Here's how that works. He explains in Orot HaMelchama. He says as follows. It's not so difficult. I don't want to say not so difficult. It's one thing to make tough moral decisions in easy circumstances that don't have drastic implications. It's one thing to have emuna, an attachment in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's not being challenged, right? It's one thing to act in a certain way when everything is going well. But it's another thing entirely to be able to make those decisions, to have that emuna in the darkest of times, to act with the utmost moral composition in the most challenging moral circumstances, like fighting in a war where the value of human life can sometimes feel completely degraded, where there's bloodshed all around you. Do you have the capacity to make the right decisions? Where it's darkness all around, do you have the capacity to still believe? It's one thing to believe in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the safety of your own home. It's one thing to discuss morals and values in the safety of your own home without having them tested by extreme circumstances. But for Otniel ben Kenaz, for Yoshua ben Nun, for David HaMelech, these are people whose morals and whose ideologies and faith and commitment to Hashem and commitment to Torah were tested in the most difficult of situations. And those situations in battle forged them into the giants that we know them to be. Nothing was easy. The things that we take for granted, they were challenged in day after day after day, and their success in those situations is what forged them into the great people that we know them to be now. How we respond to today's events and yesterday's events and tomorrow's events moving forward has more of an impact than just our well-being. Our ability to grow as people and our ability to become the best versions of ourselves is dependent upon our appropriate response in these situations. Taking the challenges as opportunities to connect to one another, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen our emunah, and to strengthen our religious resolve, to strengthen ourselves as a nation, is the correct response. And these tragedies are what has the opportunity to forge us into greatness more than any easy scenario could. I pray for the well-being of all of Klal Yisrael, specifically our soldiers, Likochot Bitachon, and those being held in captivity. May our learning today be in their merit. Ken Yeratzon.